Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Asset Allocation Weekly Report dated December 18th, 2020. I'm Phil Adler, and I'm speaking with Confluence Investment Management Chief Market Strategist Bill O'Grady. Today, we look at the amount of assets currently held in retail money market funds in this country and what that may portend for the stock market. First of all, Bill, let's examine the characteristics of money market funds as opposed to regular savings or checking accounts. Can we accurately describe money market funds as peculiar in the sense that they're holding tanks, more or less, where money is sitting, poised to be invested in something else?
It's an assumption we make. There's always a certain level of cash that will be held by households to smooth transactions and for precautionary purposes. The demand for cash held for these reasons can be held in money markets, demand deposits, or savings accounts. But for most brokerage accounts, the link is the money market. And so we assume that money markets are the cash account most likely to be turned into financial assets.
Right now, the amount of assets held in money market funds appears to be at an historic high. Am I right?
The peak seen earlier this year was actually the historic high.
It would make sense to assume that as stocks rise, money would be flowing out of money market funds to support that rise. And yet it appears that today assets in money market accounts have skyrocketed, even as the S&P 500 rises to record territory. Are you surprised?
In just looking purely at the data, yes, we were. However, in our discussions with retail investors and their advisors, the level of fear this year has been extraordinary. So why did equity values continue to rise? Part of it was due to shrinking supply. Firms were buying back shares, and so equity values were able to rise with fewer purchases. And the rest was due to institutional buying.
Do you think that the amount of money invested in money market funds is directly proportional to the minuscule interest rates earned right now in fixed income investments? I mean, why invest in bonds when you can earn nearly as much in a money market fund and perhaps benefit from increased liquidity at the same time?
Well, that likely plays a role, but yield isn't the only reason an investor buys longer duration fixed income. Since 1980, investors have enjoyed strong capital gains from holding bonds. As longer-term interest rates now approach zero, the chances of capital gains appear low, but as the European situation has shown, negative yields are not impossible. Still, there is a benefit to instant liquidity that money markets offer.
Bill, what other reasons might explain the current high level of assets held in money market funds?
Given low yields and the lack of deposit insurance guarantees in money markets, the best explanation we have is fear that other financial assets are too expensive and money markets represent buying power that could enter the markets if bond or stock prices fall to more attractive levels.
I'm curious, who owns all these assets in money market funds? It can't be the people who have lost jobs due to the pandemic. Could this be a further sign of inequality in this country, that higher income people are doing extraordinarily well right now?
In fact, the Fed has introduced a new data set that parses household assets and liabilities by income. And what we find is that the bulk of the rise in money markets came from the top 10% of households who have mostly either avoided the worst of the pandemic or may have even prospered.
Well, here's the key question for investors. Do you think the current high level of money market assets points to further increases in stocks, or might it be a sign that even now investors have not fully bought into equities?
Well, that is the key question, isn't it? That high level of liquidity will likely go someplace, and forecasting where it goes may be the key to getting 2021 right. If fear is high enough, it could simply remain in cash. Or it could go into real assets like real estate or commodities or bonds. But our expectation is that it probably goes into equities. Low interest rates will make it unlikely it will go to bonds. And the wealthy tend to maintain a low level of real estate in their asset allocation. Of course, it is hard to make the case that stocks are cheap at current levels, although some segments of equities, such as small caps, international, and value, have not fully participated in this year's rally. So to answer your second part, It would appear to us that investors have not fully moved to equities, and we suspect that as long as inflation remains low, they will.
So is your conclusion that low inflation, high inequality, and ample cash in money market accounts is a potent combination for equities?
Phil, I couldn't have said it better.
What is the current confluence projection for the S&P 500 in 2021?
Well, we just released our 2021 outlook, and we are looking for a range between 3019 to 4050 for the S&P. Before we close, Phil, I want to let listeners know we are taking a break for the holidays. Our next AAW podcast and chart book will be released on January 15th, 2021. From all of us at Confluence Investment Management, we want to wish all a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Hanukkah. And I want to offer a special thanks to you, Phil, and Dane, our sound engineer, for all your hard work this year. This year has required a lot from you both, and you handled it with great flexibility and professionalism. We look forward to working with you both in 2021.
Thank you, Bill. I thank you for that. We urge our audience to anticipate a discussion based on the full Confluence Asset Management Economic Forecast for 2021. It's going to be the subject of a Confluence of Ideas podcast coming up in the near future, so please be looking for that. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. We wish to state that opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Abbott.